Trump appeals Maine Secretary of State for blocking him from ballot. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 2, 2024. Former President Donald Trump formally appealed the decision by Maine's Democrat Secretary of State, who unilaterally determined that Trump is ineligible to appear on the state's ballot, citing the Insurrection Clause in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Trump's attorneys argue that the ruling of Secretary of State Sheena Bellows was the product of a process infected by bias and pervasive lack of due process, is arbitrary, capricious, and characterized by abuse of discretion. The attorneys also argued that the secretary should have recused herself due to her bias against President Trump, as demonstrated by a documented history of prior statements prejudging the issue presented. The lawyers added that Bellows denied President Trump due process by failing to give him adequate time and opportunity to present a defense. The secretary lacked statutory authority to hear the challenges directed to President Trump's supposed disqualification under 2.6, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, the appeal reads. Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Cheung reiterated in a statement that Bellows went outside of her authority, completely ignoring the Constitution when she summarily decided to remove President Trump's name from the ballot, interfere in the election, and disenfranchise the voters of her state. The appeal follows Bellows' controversial decision essentially disqualifying Trump from the ballot, although it will not be enforced until the U.S. Supreme Court weighs in. As Breitbart News reported. In the ruling, Bellows wrote that she held a hearing on December 15 on three challenges to Trump's nomination. The first two, she said, contest Mr. Trump's qualification for office under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The third challenge, filed by Paul Gordon, the Gordon Challenge, contests Mr. Trump's qualification under the 22nd Amendment, the ruling reads. For the reasons set forth below, I conclude that Mr. Trump's primary petition is invalid, she wrote. Specifically, I find that the declaration on his candidate consent form is false because he is not qualified to hold the office of the president under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, Bellows concluded, doubling down on her position during an appearance on WFEA radio. Similarly, Bellows' decision followed the Colorado Supreme Court ruling in a 4-3 opinion that the Constitution's Insurrection Clause prohibits former President Trump from appearing on the ballot, although Trump is also appealing that decision, meaning his name will still appear on the Colorado primary ballot while the process unfolds. The case is Trump v. Bellows, No. AP 2401 in Superior Court of Kennebec County, Maine.